R. Kelly never went to jail. He's a fucking child molester.
Okay, let's never talk about R. Kelly.
He's a child molester.
We can't ever talk about this guy.
I'm saying he's a child molester and he pees on people and he can't read and write and he didn't go to jail. I'm a good person. R. Kelly a piece of fucking shit. So piece of fucking shit R. Kelly didn't go to jail for being a child molester and peeing on people and having a human trafficking ring in Atlanta, then I'll be all right.
You're about to get me fired from Coachella. It's my first time here listening to you right now. Yeah.
He don't work
here. Why are you getting me fired because of R. Kelly?
They should have booked R. Kelly if they like R. Kelly so much. He would have pissed on somebody in the crowd.
Yo, Vince.
Because he pees on children. 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 Because he pees on children.
What's going on, you whores? You bitch-ass niggas out there.
Oof. Oof. Ooh, you fucking little itty-bitty bitches.
You sluts.
Cum dumpsters.
Fucking skanks.
What's
going on, everybody? You already know what it is. It's not that serious, the podcast. Yeah, we got sound effects in this motherfucker, man. And I'm going to abuse this. So more, be prepared
more,
for it.
More and more each episode.
More and more each episode.
We had it last time, but we barely use it.
Absolutely. I think I only got this horn right now, but once I pay for the app and I can add my own sounds,
facts.
Ooh, it's gonna be trouble.
Facts.
Rest in peace, Bernie Mac, Players Club. It's gonna be trouble.
Damn, yo, all the good ones be gone, bro.
For real, bro.
Oh, man. That's why I hang on to Stevie Wonder so tight. That is my guy.
I mean,
like, he is in my top
nigga,
five, probably top three.
You know what's hanging on tight on Stevie Wonder?
Them dreads, nigga.
Them goddamn dreads.
He need to cut them shit.
Things is,
I don't know why he won't. Somebody, it's like, Stevie, first of all, I know this nigga ain't blind. Open, nigga, just take the sunglasses off, clutch your hair. Because you see the picture of him taking a picture?
No.
He had the camera the right way and everything.
Speaking of blondes, did you see that video of the
Def Jones when they was arguing?
No.
That shit was funny.
That
he was in the video like
throwing up blood and
hella gang
signs.
I'm like, yo, this is bad.
This is not
a good look for the deaf community.
This isn't
what ALS was supposed to be.
I do not hear where they're coming from. I don't.
Oh boy.
Yeah, but no, speaking of blind, did you see when Bill Cosby was going to court?
Oh, and the drone that popped out of the bushes?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then blind, quote unquote blind ass Bill Cosby's looking around like he can
see
anything.
Like a chameleon, just his eyes looking all different directions.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, first of all, people didn't know he was blind.
I don't think he's blind.
I think he's legally blind. He's been losing his vision for a while now.
That nigga's been losing his morals for
years.
Yeah,
he has. He's been losing his morals. His self-worth, his pride,
yo,
everything.
Fuck Bill Cosby, bro.
Yeah, to be honest.
It's a shame, bro. Everybody, you know what?
Yeah, we're going to skip right to it.
Before we get into it.
Oh, yeah.
Let's just shout out to the sponsor.
Yeah.
Shout out to the homie,
Shelby.
At Garden App Clothing, Garden Apparel.
Yep.
Follow him on Instagram at Garden App Clothing. Get your hoodies, your sweats,
mm-hmm.
your shirts.
All of that.
I know the new season's coming. The winter is trying to go.
Oh, yeah, coming soon. Nice. He's going to have jersey dresses.
Yeah.
Summer dresses.
Jordan heels.
Flare pants. Yo, if he makes some Garden App Clothing flare. Do you know what flare pants are?
Like bell bottoms, right?
Yes, with the tie dye joints.
Oh,
but they fit the body. If you catch my drift,
they hug the waist.
Yes, they do,
and all over the place.
Man,
yes,
if he gets some
Shelby
flare pants,
Shelby,
listen to me, boy.
Shelby, get on it.
Google flare pants right now. I don't care what you're doing, Shelby. Google that shit and slap an NJ logo on that shit.
That's right.
On the booty.
On the motherfucker.
Right in the crack.
On the keister. On the
tuckers. That's money, my guy.
That's
money.
Up
and
business,
if he drop a women's line, put the NJ on the panties.
Yo, listen.
Come on, son.
You getting all these gems for free, bro.
Yeah. Listen to us.
Listen to us.
Entrepreneurs over here.
We know the way.
We want, yo, listen. Garden. We already got the stickers. Now you put it on some panties, and they're going to be wearing the panties like, yo,
yeah,
look at my garden. I'm in my garden app clothing panties. Da, 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 da. Put on some socks. Send them shits to Filet. Come on,
then
my nigga.
Then we'd be Jelly Fam.
Yeah, then we'd be Jelly Fam, Slam Fam, all of that.
But yeah, you know, follow Garden Apple Clothing.
But yeah.
I digress.
Yeah, Garden Apple Clothing.
Garden Apparel.
Little bit of Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels. A little bit. Shout out to that.
Keeping us right.
Just Water by Jaden Smith. A lot of shit on
but
the table.
Yeah, like, as I was saying, like...
Yeah, these celebrities be getting away with it.
These celebrities just let you down,
they
man.
Tend to get away with murder. No pun intended.
And rape.
And rape. Child endangerment, kidnapping,
child molestation, child
peeing on kids. I don't even know what that is.
That's a different
that's a different bracket.
That's a different
that nigga.
That's a different chapter in the legal book.
That nigga R. Kelly is a different breed.
Yo, man, listen.
And he does not go to jail. That's the scariest part.
I was fighting this for a long time.
Yeah.
But yo, we gotta cancel R. Kelly.
We should have. He should. I think we talked about this before too. But he should have been canceled ever since he was on. Ever since he was on Aaliyah's, what's it called? AJ Nothing But a Number, I believe.
Yeah.
That was the name of her album. And he was on the cover of the album in the background, blurred out.
That nigga was in it.
This nigga was like 28. Aaliyah was 15.
That nigga was in his mid to late 20s, bro.
Disgusting
doing that shit, bro. And it's like, now recently he got caught. First of all, he had a young girl caught that he was keeping as a pet.
I think she was 16.
16 or whatever. Wasn't old enough.
Not old enough for R. Kelly. Well, is there really an age for R. Kelly?
What age we talking now?
That nigga said, when you say 16, or it's teenage, how old are we talking?
How old we talking?
Robert,
now?
You're grown. How old the fuck do you think we're talking? Okay? Like, what's wrong with him?
Sick, bro.
Yeah, he's a sick man.
But it was that. And then we just find out he had a girl that was drugged up.
Yeah, something like that. Like, I don't even know the full details on it. I never really wanted to go into it. I'm tired of seeing stories about him, to be honest.
Yeah.
And it's
he's not, like you said earlier, like, yo, he's not seeing any semblance.
They don't
of,
raid his house.
They raided his house. They
did
raided
they?
His house. They raided his house.
Not hard enough. Because why is that nigga still on Earth? Why, or not even on Earth? Why is he still free? Why is he still tweeting?
Now, he definitely shouldn't be free.
This nigga's still tweeting.
With horrible fits, by the way.
The worst fits. He dresses like an old man who tries to fuck kids. That's there's no other way around it.
That nigga.
There's no way around it.
The other day on Twitter, he had a motherfucking bedazzled headband.
Yeah, he wears those in book bags.
Shit.
This nigga's
trying to blend in with
this nigga's 55 wearing book bags.
What a JanSport.
Tucking his jeans inside of his high tops. Like, what are you. This nigga.
But
what's
man,
name? Snap Vincent Staples. You seen that?
Yo, he snapped.
And in the interview, he was with Nadeska, right? Mm-hmm. Was it her? I couldn't even tell if it was her. She had an ugly wig on. I couldn't tell if it was her. She looked crazy.
It was an interview with Nadeska, and
she never has control over anything, by the way.
No, she never has any control. But it's also part is like she always has to deal with the most reckless niggas.
Man,
she has to deal with.
She gets the shitty interview.
The shitty, like. She needs a raise.
Does she really?
Nadeska,
because she doesn't. It's not like she conducts the best interviews.
Nadeska, if you're
she's out here interviewing fucking. I don't know. She interviews SoundCloud niggas.
Nadeska, if you're listening to this, you deserve a raise.
She
baby.
Probably is listening to this because she ain't doing shit else. Except
she has to listen. First of all, she had to listen to Joe speak every day.
Imagine that.
And then speak with. She hasn't listened to academics speak every day.
That nigga's an idiot.
And then for a year plus period of time, she had to listen to Joe and academics speak
together
every day.
Yeah. How is she still sane?
How is she?
That's probably why she got that Pam Oliver wig on, because she losing her shit. Yo,
shout out to Pam
Oliver. Son, if she comes up this season with another fucked up wig, bro.
Oh, you already know.
I'm starting a Twitter page for her wigs. Or I'm getting her donation or something. I'm demanding
like
a change.
Pam Oliver having a bad wig is like eight candles at Hanukkah. It's tradition.
It ain't football season. Yeah, if she comes next season acting brand new, something's
it's like,
up.
How can you have Hanukkah without the menorah?
Something's up. She be having them Tyler Perry wigs. Looking busted.
She got them. I have a man that knows me. I won't let him because you hurt me.
Man, she got on that Jill Scott.
Yes. Yeah,
looking all crazy.
She got on that, I love me some Jesus and I love me some you. She got one of those wigs.
Oh, man. They might as well put the microphone right on her forehead. You know how they be doing for the plays? Put it right on top, right in the crease.
Display the play on her forehead with enough space. Motherfucking big forehead ass.
Oh, man. Oh. Shout out to Pam Oliver.
Yeah, shout out to Pam Oliver. We love you.
Oh, man.
And that motherfucking chrome dome you got on your head. Jesus, man.
Hey, what were we talking about?
She probably give a nigga a head and get that nigga a bruised pelvis. Just doink. A doink.
Doink. Like, just
worse than any ACL injury.
Oh, man. She fucking kiss a nigga and give him CTE. Straight up headbutt.
Yeah.
CTE.
That's right.
Shout out to Pam Oliver. You didn't do anything wrong.
But,
you're just gonna catch these flames.
But we were fighting for a long time.
Well, getting rid of R. Kelly. It's not our fault, though. It's not our generation's fault. It's the older people.
Yeah.
Because R. Kelly been like this.
Yeah.
This nigga pissed on that girl on video. On a video camera when we were what? We were probably like 11, 12. The girl was older than us.
Yeah.
Maybe the same age. I'm not even sure. Because she was only 14.
It was definitely before. We were probably in like around middle school when that
had happened. To be. Like we weren't 14 yet when that happened. And yeah. niggas watched it. R. Kelly has been to court, but he ain't
I've seen it too.
He's eating her ass and everything. It was like, what the hell is this?
Shout out to R. Kelly for being a revolutionary
A pioneer. See, this is why they can't. This is why
a pioneer of ass.
This is why we can't get rid of him.
This is wrong. That's not right.
For every wrong, he makes it right.
No.
Nigga, who else could have gave us trapped in the closet?
A nigga like that.
Nobody.
But yeah.
It's the geniuses.
But it's like, for real, on some real shit though, like, I feel like after the recent events have been, like, I feel like I need to pick a day in the near future where I just listen to all the bangers and get it out of my system. Like, I got to listen to Chocolate Factory.
Son, there's only... But here's the
17
thing.
17 times in a row.
I was
going to
say, there's only so many times you can listen. You're going to be listening for days. By then, you're going to realize, like, I can't get rid of this.
No, if that's the case, I'm going to have to do it. And then after that, I'm going to just have to just purge myself of it. Cause this nigga is,
he's amazing.
He
got a lot of good songs.
I understand
nigga,
that.
Radio message. This is a radio message to my baby.
I understand that. Son, I understand. I get it. But now every song I listen to now,
you gonna compare it to his sex life?
No, I think he's singing this to a fucking kid.
Or he wrote that song while sitting on one of their backs. On all fours. And then they're just sitting there like, what's another word for thing that really ain't thing?
The views expressed by LZ are not those, necessarily those of the Not That Serious Podcast.
This nigga R. Kelly be in his living room with, and he got a little, he got like 17 year olds on all fours with apples in their mouths, and he uses them as furniture, and he and he sits like, and he sits on the backs and writes classics. He just sits down like
the views express by
I'm telling you, that's how he does it, bro.
Oh, the Not That Serious Podcast.
How else would he do it? It doesn't make any sense. He got a room, one big room.
Full of young
women. Yeah. And he just sits and thinks and ponders. He calls one over, just, and then she gets on all fours in front of him. He puts his feet up.
This is not the way I wanted this to go.
He puts his out of date Balenciagas on her back. Boop boop. Oh man. R. Kelly. And then he writes, I wish.
What if he was fucking with kids as he wrote that gospel track?
He made a gospel album called You Saved Me.
He's a piece of shit.
Not to make light of a bad situation, but this nigga's a piece of shit.
He's the ultimate piece of garbage.
He's garbage. When they say men are trash, he's on a different level. Like, they're not even talking about the shit that R. Kelly does. Like, they're talking about everyday common shit.
They're talking about.
Yeah, like, they're thinking about shit that we, like, they seen on Twitter.
Yeah.
They ain't thinking about fucking brainwashing 16-year-olds and making that bitch only know two words. Pudding and banana. Like, he's brainwashing kids.
He motherfucking had them kids.
Oh.
And now the motherfucking contagious. One girl, what the hell is going on? And the other girl, between the sheets in my home.
And then R. Kelly's like, stop, that's not how I sing it.
Nah, bro. Girl, I'm about to have a kid. All right, that's it. I don't want to do the. That's it. That's the last.
You're not going
to
participate?
I got it out. I got it out.
Man. R. Kelly stinks.
I repeat.
R. Kelly sucks.
R. Kelly is garbage.
He got some good ass music, though, boy. I tell you.
No, bro, he does.
Son, let me turn on Step in the Name of Love right now.
I understand. Bro, like today I caught myself on my way home from work, I was listening to I'll Never Leave from Chocolate Factory. Oh, man.
That was you. That was you singing after R. Kelly. You talking about his music collection.
But I'm thinking, like, damn, who was on your mind when you made this song? Like,
listen, man, my thing is, I'll cancel R. Kelly, but I can't cancel. How do you cancel hits? Like, how do you get that out of your head? Classic songs.
Yeah, it's hard. Like, what do you do when you cancel? Like,
because if we got to cancel R. Kelly, you know, not to compare what he's done to other people, but you know how many other motherfuckers we got to cancel?
I get it.
A lot. You know what niggas was doing in the 50s?
I understand it, but I don't listen to music from the fucking 50s.
Well, nigga, like, it just go, I'm talking about just keep going up, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s.
But like,
niggas was all on some shit.
They were on some shit, but they weren't on this shit.
That we know of.
Nigga, but we know this shit. But we know, and we keep getting confirmed every other fucking week.
It's
another 60-year-old in a puffy baby fat coat.
Yeah,
tripping out of R. Kelly's apartment.
But here's the thing: R. Kelly is kind of canceled because it's not like he's on TV anymore. It's not like he'd be around.
This nigga needs to be in fucking jail.
He does. But they won't lock him up.
I feel like,
son,
we as like a community, especially the black community, we can't stop putting the pressure on this nigga until he's in fucking jail.
You know why he's not in jail? Because he's not doing this to white women.
Yeah,
that's really
absolutely
all it is. I'm pretty sure like R. Kelly's type is not. He don't like no white girls.
Let
he like
Sally
black
Sue
women.
Come home. I was with the Pied Piper or R&B. That nigga is in jail yesterday.
Locked in the slammer. That's what it is, bro.
That nigga's in the mess hall.
You know America don't care about no black
that
women.
That nigga's in the cafeteria singing Keep It on the Down Low.
to kids. I'm surprised.
Singing again, Robert.
Sing. Oh, man. To the inmates.
He gotta go, bro.
I feel like R. Kelly would go to jail and probably run that shit, though.
You think they'd like him in jail?
Because he's fucked up in the head. And he would get there.
So you think like he could like
he would probably get
he's
there.
A savage?
He would get there and he might fuck like the hardest nigga in there. Everybody's like, how the fuck did he do it? He'd be like the nigga, hey, the most valuable thing in jail is booty. Like, that would be R. Kelly.
So he'd be like the top jail nigga. He'd be like the head of the
bandana to the front like Tupac.
So he'd like unite the Aryan Nation, the Latin Kings, Bloods, Crips, and Muslims.
He'd be, I wish. And then he would get out mad early and then start doing everything all over again. Like
him in the top with a makeshift mask.
Oh man, with the Thoya Thoing
mask.
Yeah, with the Thoya Thoing mask. With the Thoya Thoing mask on. Boy. There's really no way around this.
You gotta make a deal for some cigarettes, you gotta talk to the Piper.
The Piper. And you see him in there and he's talking to you while he's like piping the nigga from the back. Bring him in.
bring him in all your ears. Move your body like a snake, huh?
Like, this nigga got a radio here? you gotta talk to him while he's fucking somebody. Yeah, yeah. What do you want, boy?
So you
put a cigarette in his mouth. What do you want, nigga? Oh, man.
He's singing everything. He's singing every word.
Oh, my.
What do you want from me?
Yo, he's just piping. Oh, I'm telling you, R. Kelly would run it. There's really no way around it.
At least he's in there.
He wouldn't. I don't think he would go to jail and get beat up. I don't see it happening.
You don't think so?
Nah.
I think them weird niggas in there would probably embrace that nigga, man.
That's what I'm saying. They're weird. Jail's a wild place, bro.
Wow. He still needs to be. Oh, sorry. He still needs to be in prison, bro. That this yeah,
they gotta lock that nigga up.
This nigga is brazen. Eventually, like, he don't like he has. He hasn't the slightest.
He doesn't stop. And, but the thing is, we don't know the timetable. I'm saying, because some of the events are delayed. So, like, or were they going on at the same time? Did one thing happen? Like, this shit is weird.
Fuck, nigga, you got a stack. This nigga got a motherfucking weird, rap sheet longer than my dick. He got to
shout out to that. I guess
he got to go away.
Yeah. Hey, I don't know, man. We'll see.
The nigga got charges on charges, man.
Yeah.
We gotta get this nigga.
He got allegations on allegations. He hasn't even been charged. Which is the worst part. Oh, man.
He don't even get processed.
Nah.
This motherfucker don't even get processed, V. Like, he.
Nah. It's bad. How much time did he just take up? A lot? Talking about this nigga?
Yo, but.
He's a sick man, bro.
He's a sick individual.
But I blame our parents.
Most amazing.
I blame our parents, bro.
I've ever heard of my life.
Our parents let a lot of niggas slide. That's what it is.
Yeah.
They let a lot of niggas slide.
A lot of niggas got away with some bullshit.
And R. Kelly can still sell out a concert. Because old people,
absolutely,
they don't care about that shit.
He will sell the fuck out of Essence Fest.
No, I don't know about Essence Fest. That's for women. Well, actually, I don't.
Women love they still, R. Kelly, yeah,
that's
bro.
The problem. They still love
bro,
him.
Bro, women 35 and up.
They buy them tickets feeling bad, but they would still buy them.
Your mother and my mother would be on the first thing smoking.
I think my mom still likes R. Kelly.
She will go.
She would probably go.
If she knew she had a free weekend.
Yeah.
And my mom knew she had a free weekend.
Yeah.
And they got babysitters.
Yeah.
They are fucking going to the Wells Fargo Center.
To see Robert Kelly.
To see Robert Why? Kelly.
I'm pretty sure my mom's seen him before. That's the problem, too.
Yeah. She'd go again. She's like, play the B-sides, Robert.
The B-sides.
Play the deep cuts.
Play the cuts.
Play the deep cuts.
I hear you calling. Oh, man.
Play the original Ignition, not the remix.
Oh, yeah, don't play the remix, nigga.
Damn, that song was so good. Oh, my, yo. It's
nigga, white people love that song.
That shit, man.
Shout out to R. Kelly.
Fuck R. Kelly.
It's like that. It's like
that, bro. I can't, bro. I don't know if I'm ever, like, honestly, to be for real, I don't know if I'm ever going to actually stop listening to his music.
I've tried. I can't.
I don't know if I'm ever going to.
Because sometimes I just, like, I hear a song in my head. I'm like, I have to listen to it.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if I'm ever going to be at that point.
Nah.
But I can't. Something needs to be done, and I'm not sure what I should do, but I know I need to do something. And I know it's not saying a lot,
yeah.
But I know something needs to be done, and I need somebody to help me figure out what that is.
Mm-hmm.
But
you probably just got to do cold turkey, just stop.
Yeah,
as soon as you see his name, you
that's
just
what
get
I'm saying.
Sick.
Like, I think this weekend. I'm going to go through everything and I'm going to just purge it.
You can try.
And I'm going to see how long I can go.
You can try.
Every day helps, I guess.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Isn't that the name of this app pod? R.I.P. R. Kelly?
It's going to be something. I don't know.
R.I.P. R. Kelly? He got to get the fuck up out of here.
We got to get Kelly the fuck up out of here.
Enough of R. Kelly.
Yeah, man.
Enough of niggas who pee on teenagers.
He peed on a woman
on camera and you know what's crazy, like, oh my nigga, god, you know what's crazy, this happened during the time when it was a camcorder. That shit don't get leaked. That wasn't like it didn't just end up on the internet. He uploaded that.
Somebody he did that.
It was on Kelly's camera. It wasn't hers,
bro.
She was 14,
bro.
It was his house.
This is when he just went bald. And that motherfucker had the fucking audacity to say, "It's not me, you piece of shit. We see you.
We can see you. It's not exactly 1080p, but we definitely watch blurry porn, and I know enough to know that's your ass.
My eyes can decipher through the grainy film, nigga. I see you, asshole. You still had the same leather vest on from when Mr. Biggs got you beat up and left in the desert, motherfucker. I see it. You got the same vest on, peeing on this child. You piece of shit. Yo, fuck this nigga.
Oh, yeah.
This motherfucker.
Put me in your blood boil.
No, this was a thing in Chicago town that this motherfucker will pull up to schools.
Wait, what?
You had to know this. Like, it was a thing in Chicago where it's like, it was regular that he would pull up in his,
like, in a real nice
famous
car.
Ass R. Kelly in a car.
Definitely had an Escalade.
You know, whatever. Something roomy for his nefariousness. something that screams molesting.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So the windows are definitely tinted.
Oh, what? 5%.
So he's in there, mm-hmm. and he would pull up to schools. Mm-hmm. Middle schools, high schools, and then like he would like try to get little like get young girls to like fuck with him. You know what I'm saying?
Like, it's that's funny not, because it's like
he would pull up. He yeah. pull up like he's going to the club.
When he's going, he was going to the club.
When he's going to
that was his club.
It's not the club. It's
Boys and Girls Club.
That's a good one. That nigga's not at the club. That nigga's at PS 147.
Okay, we gotta move
hey,
on.
Yo, you see
we
that bad hit. Bitch by the swing set?
You see the bitch with the retainer, nigga? Robert.
Oh my god.
Fuck R. Kelly.
Fuck
R. Kelly for taking up all of our time. I've never talked this much about this man. I never realized how much information I had in my head about him
and how much built up animosity
I had.
Yo, this son of a bitch married Aaliyah at 15.
And everybody let it happen. It's not our fault, bro. It's our parents. They were the ones that were old enough to know better at that age. But you know, old people. Old folk just make excuses for anything.
I understand, but
son,
it's
a girl can walk out the house right now with a short skirt on and get raped, and somebody be like, "You shouldn't have worn it." That's what an old woman will say.
Yeah.
An old black woman at that.
Yeah.
I'll throw you under the bus.
Yeah.
Because it's facts.
Yeah.
You shouldn't go out the house looking like a little skeezer.
That's exactly what they would say.
It's old people's fault, bro.
Yeah, man.
We're trying our best. We can't clean up this mess. All right. It's just like when George Bush was in the White House for 8 years and fucked everything up. Barack Obama came and tried to fix his bullshit in 4 years. They were like, he didn't do anything.
Yeah.
We're trying to fix this R. Kelly mess. It's still happening. Give us some time before we get this nigga to fuck up out of here. Goodness.
I was going to go off on a tangent about Barack Obama and how he was kind of trash.
Well, I always say this. Barack Obama just reminds me of how much power the president doesn't have.
Yeah.
And I leave it at that.
Well, we'll talk about Barack Obama another day.
I'll leave it at that.
Shout outs to Sean John Brown.
Because that nigga would come through. He would come through and destroy Barack Obama.
Yeah, man.
But he loves him, though. Black Lives Matter.
Well, shut up. But, you know, he got a nice floater.
Yeah.
Anyway, what we got?
Man? This is what I really wanted to talk about. It was pretty important. The whole Philadelphia Starbucks thing.
Tell me about
so
this,
basically,
man.
Two black men went to the Starbucks and not really sure if they were loitering. I think they were just kind of chilling, but Starbucks is usually a chill spot anyway. Okay. But apparently, they tried to say that they don't serve customers who do not buy. Like, you can't sit in there, basically. You can't loiter. I think they wanted to use the bathroom or something like that, and they were like, "Oh, we don't serve customer or people who don't buy." You know, basically, you can't sit in there and just use the bathroom unless you buy something.
Okay.
But it's Starbucks, and that's a place that... Starbucks is like going to Barnes & Noble's damn near. And here's the thing, Mike. I've been to Philly. I've been to a Starbucks in Philly, and I've just used the bathroom.
Right.
Yeah, I know it's possible.
I've taken a shit in many, many Burger King.
I know you can just do that. So it was the fact that they were black, and then they were arrested for no reason.
Two black men, right?
Yeah, black men.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. Now, I heard... the manager who was on duty got fired. But I also heard, I'm not sure if it was the manager that called the police or it was a random person. I heard both sides. I heard somebody say it was the manager. I heard somebody else say it was that it was a random person. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. Either way, the police did not have to be involved because these men did not do anything. So.
And then.
It's fucked up.
And then they had like a protest there.
They had a protest and niggas ran up in there with megaphones.
Damn.
In the Starbucks.
I've seen that.
And you know how small Starbucks is? Yes. It's not a big place. They packed that shit out with picket signs and megaphones screaming. Yeah. And there was a picture of a dude standing at the barista was standing there. His name was Zach, just standing there looking pissed off. And somebody was like, just with a megaphone in his face, like, nigga! Like,
standing at the concession, plotting his oppression. Like, nigga.
It was bad. I actually had a tweet that went viral.
I see it, bro.
Yeah, it was that shit still doing nothing.
Crazy, bro. It went it's really still crazy. Going crazy.
Son, I haven't really been able to get on Twitter today because it's been freezing all day. But
plotting shout his out oppression.
To that. Plotting his oppression. I think Shake actually tweeted that.
You can see.
Yeah. I felt bad
Starbucks
for him.
Is unfair. Starbucks is in there.
Racism is in there. Like... It's I'm about to tweet that. No, Shake. I think Shake tweeted that.
Oh, damn.
I think Shake
fuck
beat you,
you
to
Shake
it.
Got
but,
you beat me to it.
Hey, man. Shit's fucked up. I felt bad for the dude, Zach, because obviously it wasn't him. I highly doubt he was the one that was even working at that time. Mm. But people gotta understand. You gotta understand, bro. They gonna take it out on whoever's in there. They're not taking it out on the employees. They're taking it out on Starbucks. Now Starbucks has to deal with their employees being somewhat or not even disrespected. They're just being, they're uncomfortable now in their workplace because of some bullshit they have in their store.
Right.
So Starbucks got to deal with it. But Starbucks did, I know they did apologize immediately. I think they apologized either the same day or the next day.
As they fucking
and
should.
Then also they're going to be closing down on May 29th for, what is it? An equality or like a segregation, some type of awareness.
Right.
You know, racism awareness, something like that. And they're all their stores are closing down on May 29th. So they're taking money out of their own pockets for awareness.
I mean, that's a classy move.
It is. It's very classy because classy obviously move. Starbucks does not fuck with whatever happened. They don't fuck with that.
Yeah, man. Because Starbucks is even though it's like a white institution.
Black people love that shit.
It's very millennial.
Niggas love Starbucks. It is very millennial.
You know what I'm saying? It's very liberal millennial type of company.
Yeah, it's a culture forward place.
They don't stand for that racism shit.
Yeah. And they don't
stand for that overt racism.
Yeah,
as
yeah.
I opened up my Hotepian third eye.
Overt racism. It's not gonna be blatant.
As white liberals do, they like their racism subtle.
Yo, my boy said today he was in class and they were talking about the whole, or I guess not today, it was the other day, but they were talking about the Philly, you know, the Starbucks thing. And he said this one girl raised her hand and she was like, I kind of understand because I work at a pet shop that's close to Camden. And sometimes we tend to get the Camden overflow.
What the fuck?
This bitch said Camden overflow. What the hell?
So what's up? You got full pipes over there, bitch? You got a clog?
Is Camden just overflowing with niggas? Like what? Like what? Camden overflow. They don't know how to word anything. They don't know.
The colorful language that
they try
that
so hard.
They use is Camden
overflow.
Overflow.
Camden overflow.
Like,
and I know she really said that because how do you make that up?
When they say Camden overflow, or they use shit like a sketchy neighborhood.
Yeah.
You mean where niggas live?
Yeah, like, come on.
Just say where the niggas live, bitch.
Stand your ground. You don't want to stand your ground. Yeah, that's how you want to stand your ground.
You want to stand your ground in Florida. Stand your ground in South Jersey, yo. See, that's that shit I don't like. Don't give me pussy racism, man. Like,
if you going to do it, do it.
Nigga, stand by your shit.
Yeah.
Oh, it's, you know, why do I work this out? The Camden overflow? You mean where the niggas is at?
Where some black people be at? Yeah. Like, where some of the niggas be?
Where the Negroes reside.
It's close to Camden. Camden overflow? Is it all?
Yeah, it's just a little bit of a sketchy neighborhood over there.
That's like us saying we get the Browns and City overflow when we go to Wawa.
No, that shit is overflow.
And they son, that was the first Wawa I've ever seen close at midnight. And they closed that shit early.
They, them niggas, they
just, yo, wow, yo, first of all, Wawa is always right, a 24-hour spot.
Right, listen, if y'all don't know, all right. Let's rewind for the
Wawa didn't even say city overflow. They just closed their doors.
For the non, it's a lot of explaining we got to do now for the non-Jersey, South Jersey, non-Jersey residents. Wawa is basically like, you know, a gas station chain where it's like, yeah, your gas station, you have your
it's a place that's a lot better than
Quick Check. That
ugh.
Bullshit.
Ugh.
Yuck.
Yucky.
So it's basically a gas station chain / food grocery store chain. And it's open usually 24 hours. Mm-hmm. And where me and Elsie live, we live in...
The suburbs
of New Jersey. But we live right next to a place where it used to be suburbs.
And now it's just not.
But then the 80s and crack took hold, and that is...
Facts.
It has morphed into not the safest place.
It's not bad.
It's not bad.
You don't go, niggas, you can walk around city, but people gonna look at you funny and you might get a little uneasy. Yeah. Put it like that.
Exactly. You know what it is? It's not that place is bad, but it's become one of them places where niggas from places like
Camden
and Newark and New York, they say, let's get away from the hood. And then they go down there and then they kind of remake it the hood.
Exactly.
You know, they built a Wawa out there, and that's the only Wawa around that closes at midnight.
And it's the closest Wawa for them in walking distance.
Yeah, the niggas can walk there. Niggas can get their blunt wraps.
Yep.
It's a bit of an overflow.
Yeah.
Shout out to Stephanie. it's an overflow.
Now, but even with that... Come on, son. You just don't overflow, though.
Yeah, right.
Camden overflow. And she works at a pet store. Bitch, ain't nobody bothering you.
Like,
if you anything, you see niggas outside.
Niggas is worried about the parakeets.
ain't no nigga coming in there talking about, bitch, how much for the gerbil? Like, nobody's bothering you.
What's the difference between a hamster and a guinea pig, bitch?
You're like crackheads are walking in there asking her asinine questions. Y'all bitches got ostriches? Like, they don't...
Yo.
Hey,
what's the difference between onions and kibbles and bitch, nephew?
Onions and kibbles and bitch.
Is it real bacon and bacon strips? Like, worried about...
Hey, do I ask
you
that shit?
They got a question to deal with.
Yeah, right?
Unless you got pit bulls.
Niggas is dodging ops.
Yeah,
it's Camden Overflow because they want to get away for a little bit.
Yeah, they
want to
chill out.
Yeah, they're trying to relax. Because they got you.
Because the pet store smells better than outside. You keep it a buck. Because if you look, if the store's anywhere near that Walter Rand.
Woo, baby.
Train station.
Oh, man. Now, you ever been there, Camden County Jail?
No.
You never been over there? Like on, I forget the name of the street. But niggas be out, like, people be standing, like, because the river line goes through there. And they'll be standing outside, the jail. And there's windows, obviously, facing the street. And they be, like, people be, like, yelling out the windows, like, yeah, throwing out, like, they be doing sign language and shit. Shit wild.
Yeah, man.
It's the real jungle, my nigga.
Yes, it is. And
shit is a jungle. Shout out to all my niggas that made it out of there, yo. Yeah. Because I know a lot of people from Camden. So.
Shout out to my boy Don for making it out that jungle, man. Yeah. You're a good young black man.
Oof. Yeah.
Yeah, because that's some shit.
It's rough,
man.
Bro.
Shit, man. Horns for you, Don. Yeah. For making it out of there.
Shout out Mir. Shout out Kev.
Yeah,
shout out Reese. All them niggas that made it out of there. Everybody. It's too many names.
Yeah.
Oh, like, man. But what
get up? Out and stay out.
Yeah. Horns for you. what else is there? I guess speaking of, you know, I don't know.
There's no good smooth transition.
There's no good smooth transition.
Just say what we're talking about.
I fucking hate Nicki Minaj. That's about it.
Let's do it. Because, I've been waiting.
Son, first of all, this woman is 35 years old.
Hold on. Let's do the pretext for this, my G. So, all right, recently, Nicki Minaj has resurfaced in the rap game. She has put out two new singles called Chun-Li and Barbie Tings. To some good acclaim.
Barbie Tings wasn't good. Chun-Li has a great hook.
I like Chun-Li.
Chun-Li's not bad.
I don't like Barbie Tings, just like you.
Yeah.
So, you know.
She's one for two.
She's one for two, yeah. Which is one more than I thought she'd be. So,
but
good for her.
So, good for her. So, she came back out on the scene. That's what really brought her
back
out. She's back
here on the scene.
But.
Do you want to talk about her interview?
I didn't even watch that shit.
I couldn't watch it either.
Because I don't want to hear it. Because her voice is annoying and she talks like that. And it's just very annoying. And it's like, oh my God.
You're about to go through menopause. Stop talking like that.
Your eggs are about to stop dropping, bitch.
You have 17 eggs left, bitch. Act straight.
I love all the women out there, though. Shout out to you.
She knows. They got to deal with it. They got an egg countdown. And she has 17. She's in. It's the final countdown.
Time is slipping away from me. Yeah, slipping away from eggs. Time.
Niggas.
I don't think she's ever. She's gonna be one of. I don't think she's ever gonna have a kid. I think that's up to her. I don't think she wants kids because that would just fuck up her career. Shout out to Cardi B.
Might fuck up her fucking cock in her butt.
Yeah, might fuck up her. Yeah, imagine paying all that money and. But Nicki's whole beef wasn't even with neither one of those two songs that she put out. It was actually with Motorsport, which is actually a. That's Nicki's egg singing to her mind, her mental. That's her uterus.
She said, "Grow up, please. We want to have.
Grow up. You're 35. Stop wearing pink wigs.
We want to make a family." Why is it all that fur on there?
Oh, man. This is a messy
one. We're having hot flashes. This Stop.
This is a messy one, boy. I tell you. But, but Nicki's whole beef wasn't even with neither one of the songs that she put out. I mean, well, the songs that she did put out, she was hyped that people liked them.
Mm-hmm.
Goes to show how much confidence she has.
So, let's when we talk about that, This is a quote from a post she recently put out. I'm going to try and read all of this.
Her
posts are horrible. She uses a lot of emojis and urban speak. I'm going to try my best to read and decipher all of this. Mm-hmm. It's pretty long, so
like
bear with
me. The Da Vinci Code.
And I quote Nicki Minaj, at Nicki Minaj on Instagram. Wait, hold on. Yo, did hell freeze over? Emoji. Wait. Emoji. 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 I wasn't in New York, NY, so IDK if this really happened. This could be a fake video. Emoji. Were bombs dropped on hashtag Chun-Li? Did Flex say this record hashtag hard? Did Joe say, as in Joe Budden, say this record hashtag hard? Did Rosenberg, as in Peter Rosenberg, say hashtag queen? Man. All I'll say is thank you. That's not all you say. I'll take it aside. That's not all she says, folks.
Nah.
Because this bunch is post is much longer.
It's a bunch of bullshit.
Takes real niggas to do this. Because she decides what real niggas are.
Yeah.
I don't mind criticism, but hating on something that's clearly hard as fuck will only make you look less credible, miserable, and prove your issues are personal and unwarranted. So respect to everyone showing love. I haven't asked anyone to promote my music. That's what your label is for.
Yeah, you're Nicki Minaj. Your name promotes your music. What the fuck are you talking about?
Your label does that for you.
Why is she such an airhead, bro?
I haven't buttered anyone behind the scenes. Haven't booked their show, reached out, nothing. I simply drop music and hope that the real ones, in parentheses, even people who've said negative things in the past, parentheses, would acknowledge and give credit when/where it's due. I wrote hashtag Barbie Things and hashtag Chun-Li verses and hooks on both, but I'm proud that as a young black female, and we knew this was coming,
yep.
A young black female rapper, I signed a producer and co-produced Barbie Things with him. Shout out J. Reed, the producer. I do a lot of co-producing and post-production, but that overall picture isn't usually painted of me as an artist, so I'd be lying if I said this doesn't feel great. Ugh. Check out these three videos and click the link in my bio.
Ugh. She's an established artist. Why is she patting herself on the back over two songs?
Shut.
Two songs.
Up.
Nigga, two?
Shut up.
She put out two singles. I'm pretty sure Barbie Tings is like 2.5 minutes long.
Let's start this. First of all.
Get out of here, yo.
This is your first song, two songs that you good.
Decent.
Decent songs that you put out in years.
In a minute.
Because for the past 2 years, you have been putting out.
She put this shit out. Nigga was like, yo, itty biggy piggy, Nikki is back. You know how long itty bitty was? Like, how long ago that was? You remember itty biggy? I can't even say it right. Itty bitty, right?
We were in high school, right? We were itty bitty high school.
What? Not even that. That was when she put out, that was a dunk, John, right?
That was stupid hoe.
That was fire.
Yeah, stupid hoe was fire.
And then dunk, yeah, itty bitty was the dunk freestyle. Which was mad long ago.
Very.
How are niggas comparing this to that? And that was like 10 years ago.
Now, this is my issue.
Do better, please.
Yeah, she. It's just like, nobody. Just let it go, bro. Like, she's looking for too much validation. Like,
I don't understand why, though. She had, like, you're Nicki Minaj. You can be arrogant. You don't have to say anything.
People are going
to. You don't have to say
like,
shit.
No matter what you do, people are going to think you're bad, including me.
Exactly. And then you're going to have your little barbs who have mental illness.
We'll get to them.
Yes, we will.
In a second.
Yeah.
In a fucking second.
Yeah.
We will get to them.
Because them niggas is crazy.
Them niggas are super ill.
A lot of emphasis on niggas, because that's what it is.
But, you know, we'll get to those in a second. But, you know, we're not. Nobody cares about what you're going through right now, like, cause all your problems have been
all your problems result in you making millions of dollars.
Yeah, and your problems are fabricated.
She doesn't have this big real.
She's creating it like she's some victim of this big conspiracy to keep black women rappers down. When it's just no, you have just been garbage.
Yeah.
Your music has been bad.
Been subpar.
Just because
we've seen the good side of you, and you haven't lived up to your name since the Monsterverse.
I will never take this away. That Monsterverse is still one of the greatest verses I've ever heard in my life. But since then, it's been some pop shit, and then it's been some bullshit.
Some old bullshit.
And that's what it's been a lot of. And this, is it still great?
Yeah.
It's okay. You went from horrible to okay.
Yeah.
You're making progress.
But again, this is only two songs, Mike.
So just stay.
It's two songs. She didn't drop an EP.
Yeah, just.
She dropped two songs.
Yeah. Just stay low and continue to build. Because don't think you're back with this.
Yeah, don't. Yeah.
Because you're not.
I've never seen anybody do this before.
No matter what your barbs say, you're not back. And
she was going for how long? Dropped two songs and then tried to throw a fucking parade.
And two of them, and they're not both good.
It's making me look at her and be like, how much work do you actually even do to celebrate two songs? I wrote this and I co-produced on this and did it. It's two fucking songs.
Yeah.
Have you never not wrote a whole song before? But don't you have albums?
Yeah, she's like, two nor a whole. I wrote both these hooks and songs to these two.
Imagine if Drake did that when he dropped fucking, I don't even know, when he dropped, what did he drop randomly? Like, when he just dropped shit. Why would he even look for pats on the back? Like, I wrote this whole song.
He treats it like it's nothing because to an artist of his caliber,
it's music.
It is nothing.
Yeah. And either way, it's just music. Drop the shit. You have fans.
Now, when she drops two songs after 2 years, she's acting like she's climbing mountains through all this adversity. No. You're not. Nobody. No. Nobody's buying that.
Nah.
Nobody cares.
Nah.
I know I don't.
She's like trying, yeah, like you said, she's trying to create a narrative.
Yeah, you're trying to create a narrative.
And then the whole motorsport thing, she was upset. Something happened with her changing her verse. I don't even know the whole story. Something happened with her changing her verse, and she said if Cardi's the QB, then I'm Nick Lombardi or Vince Lombardi, something like that. She felt like she would have been, like, it would have came off the wrong way, so she said Quavo's name instead. And then, I don't know, it was a whole mess. And then she was like sick. Something about Quavo not defending her. It was a bunch of bullshit, bro. She's
just and then we talk about this hoax, alleged beef between Cardi B and Nicki.
This beef that was created by fans.
Created by fans. And then it's them same fans that say shit like, Oh, you can never enjoy two female rappers at the same time.
No, nigga, like.
So, she's like, let me quote this one tweet I read, and I thought was particularly stupid. If Drake calls himself the best, no one brings up Biggie. If Kendrick calls himself the best, no one brings up Tupac.
Facts.
So why when the Barbs say Nicki is the best, everyone wants to bring up Lil Kim and Remy? Those birds had their time, but Nicki is the queen now, period. Thank you, at Beta Fishes. A couple things here.
Had good points, but at the same time.
No, she had no good points. She
at
had,
the same she, time.
And I will explain why. Number one, Biggie and Tupac are both dead.
That's very true.
They are dead.
Yeah.
And they have been cemented as legends forever.
Facts.
They're dead.
Facts.
Lil Kim and Remy are still very much alive.
Facts.
Not living their best life, but alive.
Well, Remy is. Lil Kim, not so much.
Sure. Now, when you say this, oh, we always put female rappers against each other.
The fans do that.
The fans do that. And let's look at it this way. Hip-hop, in and of itself, by its own nature, is a competitive art form.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. And you can't be in a sport and then it's like, take everything personal.
It's a sport, basically. And then, now, when you look at this sport, it's a women's... you can look at it like it's a men's division
mm-hmm.
and a women's division.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of competition going on in that men's division, but it's so much bigger,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't look as like, pronounced.
You can't put everything under a microscope.
Yeah. But when I look at this women's division, where it's Cardi B, and there's
Nicki, literally name
and
them.
There's...
Yeah.
Rhapsody, No Name.
She doesn't even Rhapsody. They don't even get compared to them because they're not
Kamaya.
Yep, they don't even get compared because they're not. They're not out here with their titties out.
Exactly,
and it's unfortunate.
It's unfortunate.
They don't get the respect they deserve.
Yeah, because I think No Name Jissy would have some very nice titties. So.
That is not what I meant.
That is exactly what she meant. That's exactly what she meant. So
stop. Oh, my God.
And grow up.
That is not what I meant.
As I digress. But when you're in a small division, like, it's, you're going to be competing with the other person. It's only two of y'all. Everybody, this hip-hop thing is about jockeying for position to see who's the best.
Yep.
This is what it is.
Exactly what it is.
And honestly, even if you're not down for that, like I said, like you said, the fans create this.
They do.
Because every time Nicki posts something, it's a Cardi stan going that got something to say.
Yep.
Or it's a Lil Kim stan from back in the day got to say something to say. And
they, none of them allow each other to coexist.
None. Yeah, you don't allow it. So...
Because in the musicians are petty.
Whoa.
That's all it is.
Wow.
Sorry. Keeping it a beam. That's all the stands are. Yeah, we're going to do that. Because I'm tired of this shit.
Okay, let me just take a time stamp so I bleep that. Okay. 52 minutes. So
sorry.
Yeah, we're gonna
sorry.
But yes, Nicki stands.
Any stand.
Yes.
Any stand for that matter. Sorry.
Yes.
Any stand for that matter is annoying.
It's annoying. Nah, stands are annoying, bro.
I think we said this before.
Like,
stands are really bad people. Like, they have no more.
They're horrible people.
Yeah.
Like, especially...
like, they're like, basically, Sabrina Claudia.
Like...
That's a stand.
We'll get into her.
That bitch.
She...
I'm not getting into none of her.
Yeah, she...
She canceled.
She's on.
She not fine enough to be talking like that.
No, nobody should be. It's not allowed. It doesn't matter how fine you are, LZ.
Just let it...
No!
Let it.
No!
If George Smith came out here talking about...
nigga this and nigga that.
But she's a nigga, so she can do that.
If Georgia Smith was who's that one cop or the dude from fucking Minnesota, the nigga that wears a cowboy hat?
What's that? Derek Shaver Clark.
David Clark. If she was one of them.
Well, I'm glad I don't have to live in a world like that, because Georgia Smith is a queen. And she will be living as such, and I will see her as such.
She, boy, that girl.
But, yeah, man.
But stans are horrible people. They have no morals, and they just sit behind their phones all day.
Yo, they're mentally ill.
They are.
All of them. I think they all are.
Son, stans still use the F word.
Yes.
The F word. I'm talking about that. They say that.
And we're gonna have to believe you again. Jesus Christ.
I mean, if you've been listening this long, I'm pretty sure your ears aren't gonna bleed just
yet.
You're
on a roll.
I'm just saying.
Nah, you could.
Let's keep it real tonight.
That first time you gotta go though.
That was a fact.
What?
I said it was just a fact.
Oh, I thought you said so dumb.
No.
Anyway.
I said it was a fact.
Yeah. But it was a fact. Sometimes you gotta hide the truth though.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, they're irrational. They just defy logic.
Yeah. Nikki stans. Cardi stans are on the rise, so I can't even say them yet. Nikki stans, Azealia Banks stans.
Woo!
Aaliyah stans. Beyonce stans. Son, they will say anything.
Yeah.
Anything. I've seen them come at other like fans. And the bro. It's bad, bro. That's a whole different community that I will never... Excuse me. Wish or associate any? If I know someone associates with that shit, I will stop fucking with them.
Yeah,
because I don't know any stans.
It's been girls that I've like seen it been attracted to,
mm-hmm.
and I saw like when the Nikki shit was coming up,
mm-hmm.
and they say, "Oh, the queen's about to take her place." I was like, "Nope, I'm getting you out of my text stream."
Yeah,
you can't. Like, not even this shit was about to come up, but anytime I seen, like, yes, my queen Nikki, nope.
No.
That shit, I really can't do. Like, I want to meet one of those people in real life. I want to see what they look like. I know I've said this on the podcast before, but I gotta know.
We know what they look like.
We know exactly.
We know
what they look like.
We know what they look like.
And damn it, we sure do.
You ever watch Catfish?
Oh man, I don't know if they're the fish or the cat.
Oh boy. Yeah, we know what they look like
though. Yeah man.
Yeah, that stan shit is a different world, bro. I can't.
Yeah, they're horrible. They're like, they're awful, awful human beings.
Man, but speaking of stans.
And music. Oh, man.
J. Cole, man.
I can't wait.
He dropping on 420, right?
Jermaine Cole.
Yeah, that's your boy, right?
Cole heating up like that leftover lasagna.
Lasagna.
Woo. You think that you the shit, but you can't out-fart me.
What a nigga there? Your son's out in Barbados, cheese, eggs, and potatoes.
Potato. Ooh.
Yeah, that nigga got heat, bro.
He dropping a new album on 420 called KOD.
Niggas gonna smoke up to that and fall asleep immediately.
You fell asleep when you opened it.
Oh, man. I don't think J. Cole is smoke music. Maybe he is for some people, but...
Maybe smoke K2 till you die.
Smoke crack.
Yeah.
Smoke synthetic.
Yeah, smoke bath salts. Maybe that'll give you some excitement.
I don't know, but here's my thing about J. Cole. I think we've said it, you said it before too. He's not good rapping over his own beats.
This is what it is.
His own beats. He gets in his own way.
Yeah. He's one of them dudes.
Mm-hmm.
He's like Nas in a way,
mm-hmm.
where it's like you're too smart and too deep for your own good.
At times.
Where it's like you, like, prime example for Nas, it was like that one song where he was making a whole song where it's a metaphor for him being a gun. And he just had to drive it home. Oh, it's like, I'm a gun, y'all. Like, he just had to drive it home. Yeah. And niggas need to know how deep the metaphor was, because I'm Nas. And the suede Timbs on my feet make the cipher complete. And you need to know.
Yeah.
You know, shit like that. An example, another example for J. Cole is this whole entire last album we did. I'm going to make an album, but it's a concept album.
But it's not about me, but it sounds like it is, but it's really about my next door neighbor or some shit like
that. It's about my man's his life and his baby mom's in life, and I fold clothes with my girl, and you're going to love it because it's deep, and I'm Jermaine Cole, and I went to college, and I had student loans at a time. I don't give a fuck, nigga.
It just gets boring after a while. It gets repetitive.
And I don't even want to be that same, J. Cole. Like, it's the same message.
Yeah.
From album, from mixtape to mixtape to mixtape to album to album to album to album.
Yeah, he hasn't really switched up the message.
And it's not to say that some of those albums or mixtapes haven't been good.
Yeah.
Because I love Forest Hills Drive.
Yeah, that shit was dope.
And I love Friday Night Lights.
Did you like Born Center?
No.
You didn't like Born Center? I did. I was certain songs off of there.
Yeah, you know what? No. Born Center had some...
Voluminati?
Had some bright...
That's fire.
Had some bright spots.
Voluminati was fire.
That first album... and that last album...
Yeah, I literally listened to that last album one time, and I never went back to it. One time, all the way through, I was like, yo, this is actually all right. And then once I realized I never went back, I was like, that album was
bro,
not
his
good.
First album aged like fucking milk.
What was the first album again?
Sideline Story.
What was on... What?
That's where the fuck that album needs to be, on the fucking sideline.
That's where it's at.
That's where it stayed. On the motherfucking sideline. That shit sucks.
Yeah. But J. Cole got his pair of stands, you know, everything that he puts out.
And, you know, and then it's not just J. Cole that makes niggas hate him so much. It's the motherfuckers
that love him.
That
like,
dream,
you gotta have a certain grade point average and a certain aspect of life.
You gotta have a certain level of intelligence.
Of intelligence.
To perceive these Jermaine bars. This motherfucker is not reinventing the wheel.
He ain't out here inventing words. Like,
I get it.
He ain't that deep.
I can take a song off Born Center, put it on Friday Night Lights, take a song off Friday Night Lights, put it on motherfucking For Your Eyes Only. I could shuffle in between those albums, and they would sound like they were in the right place.
It would sound cohesive.
It would sound cohesive because he does the same shit all the time. He's sad about where he is in his life right now. He's sad about what to do with all this money and, you know, how that affects his love life and his relationships with his family. He's sad about living up to expectations of being a Jay-Z cosign. Okay.
He made a whole song called I Let Nas Down. I hated that shit.
Nigga, you let everybody down.
I hated that song. I Let Nas Down. What?
I hate
that song.
I really hate it. Like,
that song.
It's not like
we supposed to say.
What about a J. Cole album is supposed to get me excited in 2018? Like,
I don't know.
Because he came out with Swinging and Missing with the Forest Hill Drive. He kind of hit a little bit with Born Center. Then he knocked one out the park with Forest Hills Drive. And then he decided, I'm going to complete... And then he completely shit the bed.
With For Your Eyes Only.
And
it was crazy, because before For Your Eyes Only came out, he put out two freestyles,
he
right?
He put out two fire tracks.
That just was fire.
It made me almost question it.
Yeah.
It made me question the brand that I've been so far. It's like...
The joint he put out over the Joey Badass?
Yes, bro. Ooh. And then the Everybody Dies joint?
Yeah.
It made me feel like, it would be like for me, it would be as conflicting for me as if I watched an entire two playoff series where Russell Westbrook shot efficiently and made his teammates better around him.
Yeah.
I had that moment where I was like,
oh, wow.
Have I been wrong?
Nope. You're right. Nope.
I was right.
Was that a stinker?
He put out some poo-poo.
I'm telling you, but what really gets in his way is his own the self production. Yes. His beats are boring.
Yeah, no,
the organization is boring. I don't. And like you said, he is repetitive, yes. But he's not. You know, the song itself is boring.
He needs to stop producing for himself.
Yeah,
and it's sickening because he's under Roc Nation. Mm-hmm. You have all.
You got all the resources you need, my
resources.
Guy.
You got Young Guru. Mm-hmm. You got Just Blaze. You got
niggas we never even heard of.
You got niggas we never heard of. You got all these resources for fucking beats. Yeah. And you keep pulling out the same tired drum kit for your fucking self. Stop. It's not.
You know what was bad? Because
you're acting like you had to pay for the beat.
Son, the most fire beat he put out on that last album was the joint that Bryson Tiller joint. The exchange joint, remember?
Yeah.
That was Deja Vu. That was the best one.
Like,
and that was the only song on that album that actually really stuck out. They forced that other one down our throats. I don't even remember the name of it. So actually, no, they forced Deja Vu down our throats too.
Like, how often are you going to rap to me about loss of relationships and student loans, bro?
It's only so much longer.
You're fucking rich. I get it. Yeah. I know we don't have the same issues no more.
Not no more.
And this is why I always had that conversation where it's like, Kendrick is leaps and bounds ahead of this thing.
He is.
He's
light years ahead.
It's not even.
To me, there's no comparison anymore.
It's not even close
If you look at Damn and For Your Eyes Only, there's no comparison.
Damn just won a fucking Pulitzer, bro. Right? The first non-jazz or classical album to do so.
Fuck with your boy. Like, light years ahead. There's no competition. You can still say J. Cole is one of the best rappers out right now. Yes, he is.
It's like him and Big Sean. It's like they're the worst.
The worst of the best.
Yeah, it's like the worst D1 team.
Yeah, I feel like Big Sean be stepping on.
So they're like Rutgers in D1 football.
Yeah,
they're in the division, but it's like. We know you're not going far.
Actually, no. I wouldn't even compare them to the Rutgers. They're better than Rutgers.
Like, we know you're not getting a bowl game.
They're more. These niggas are like, what are they like? They're like Duke's football team. It's like, we know you're there.
But we worry about this.
We know you have potential. But niggas got to play the U twice a year. So
we came for this. You were here, but we came for this right here.
Oh man, niggas, man. I mean, at least they're rapping. I appreciate the fact that they rap.
Yeah,
you gotta appreciate that. They don't be on.
I'm
gonna
give them one more shot.
Yeah, I'm gonna listen.
I'm gonna listen to it, obviously. Just because
I have to.
I like hip hop, and I'm gonna give.
And you should know for a fact that it's not going to be what the last album was.
Yeah,
it's not. I feel like he exhausted that shit. Like,
I think he.
That was the last.
I'm going to hope. He understands his mistakes from that last album because it was literal garbage.
And it went platinum, but only because of his fans. But sonically, that was not a platinum album.
It wasn't an aluminum album.
It's not platinum.
That shit should have went.
J. Cole was platinum, no features again.
That shit should have went double paper towel.
He'll get it together. I feel like this album probably will be. It's gonna be better, but I don't know. We'll see. I don't know. We'll figure. I'm in for the surprise. I'm ready to hear it. I'm not gonna not listen to it at all. Like, you know, I might be a hater, but like, I still listen to the Nicki songs. I still wanted to hear what they sounded like, so I can have an opinion about it.
Yeah.
I'm still gonna listen to J. Cole shit. Gotta have an opinion about it.
Yeah.
But speaking of new music, Drake is putting out a new album in June.
Yes, he is. So that's called Scorpion.
I feel like this might be an R&B album.
I want him to make an R. Listen, if he makes an R&B album, I won't say shit. I'm not gonna slander it.
I think because
I have been waiting for all R&B Drake albums.
This shit gonna be called Scorpion
years.
Nigga?
This might be the one. We'll see. He ain't been rapping. Like, God's Plan wasn't rappity rap. Diplomatic Immunity was a... That was a pooper.
Yeah, shit was ass.
He put that out. I think he put that out just to test the waters, and it went nowhere. Yeah. Like, that shit was bad. I was like, Drake, why are you even rapping on this? You should get this shit to Rick Ross, nigga. But he got new music. I feel like that's going to be an R&B album. I hope it is. We'll see.
I wouldn't mind that at all. Like, at all.
Yeah. We're long overdue. We're well overdue for that. And we know Drake can do it. So maybe, you know, I won't mind him rapping here and there. If we can get, like, kind of like that So Far Gone Drake, but the 2018 version, that would be fire. Mm-hmm. If we can get that. Because we need that. We got time for one more? You want to do one more thing?
Yeah, I guess, man.
Let's talk about how this nigga Fab can't dress anymore, yo. This nigga, did you know his what's the name was a stylist?
Oh,
his ex.
Well,
yeah, it explains a lot. I think that hurt. That might have been his stylist. I think.
Well, not his stylist no more.
Nah, it's over.
Yeah, that shit. Is that nigga
had
done,
on a
bro.
He had on a fucking. He like Steve from Blue's Clues. He had on like a yellow. It was like a yellow and green rugby polo with some red Adidas pants, and then like.
Oh,
red,
you know,
yellow,
else,
and green,
you know,
shoes.
You know what else pissed me off about J. Cole stance?
What?
I'm sorry. I know we moved
you
on.
Just remember
it
this?
It just popped it just in my brain. You? I thought of like three tweets, and it was like, you motherfuckers.
What happened?
When they say shit like, I understand how you can like not like J. Cole, but you can like Future and Young Thug.
Yeah.
And you can like 6ix9ine. When they rap all about da 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 da. And J. Cole has something thought-provoking to say. Well, Dreamville asshole 77. Nigga, you can appreciate different forms of the same art.
Exactly.
Like, nigga.
Exactly.
I hold Future to a way different standard than I'm going to hold J.
A
Cole.
A very low standard.
I'm going to hold him... You like Divisions again. I'm not gonna put.
You can't compare him.
Future and compare him to the rapidy rap.
You can't
niggas.
Compare that. You cannot compare that.
I'm not gonna compare Future to the melody sing rap niggas like Drake.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put him in with the trap niggas.
Mm-hmm.
With the goon niggas, yes.
And then you put the rapidy rap niggas with the rapidy rap niggas.
Yeah. So amongst the rapidy rap niggas, I know.
Yeah.
You ain't doing it right, bro. You ain't cutting it. It's not doing it for me. And I ain't the only one.
Nah. He ain't cutting it for me either.
He's
not cutting it.
It's not enough.
It's not
cutting. It's not what I'm looking for, Chief.
I literally, like, I'll be going to sleep on that nigga, man.
Bro, it was two albums that I went to sleep on. It was For Your Eyes Only and Views. Uh-huh.
I didn't mind Views, but I knew it wasn't Drake's best.
I knew from the rip, I was like, oh, this nigga's going through something.
Oh, my bestie, I'm in friend. When he did the singing, that shit was kind of fire. I'm not gonna lie. Well, that part. Views had some songs that I liked, but it's not an album that I went back to constantly.
Hell no.
It's not an album that I went back to all the time. Oh, man. We good?
Yeah, I'm good. I just had to.
You had to get it off your chest.
Yeah, man.
Shout out to Fab and his non-dressing ass. I think that's gonna be the new thing. If you beat women, your dress game goes out the fucking out the window.
As it should.
It should.
You should have nothing good. You should have nothing good everything, going on. For
it
you.
Should be like the Monstars. Just suck all your talent.
Yeah. Just
yeah. As soon as you put your hands on a woman,
as soon as you like to beat bitches up, we take away your juju. That's. Balances out to me.
It does. I mean, man, makes sense. That's the word. That should be the least. That should be the lesser evil in your life at that point. You should be in jail. Okay. You need to get locked the fuck up. Let's
get
start
to this
there.
Point.
Yeah.
You've done some shit.
Oh man. But all right, that has been another episode.
Hold on.
Oh God.
Hold on, man. Fuck R. Kelly, bro.
Yeah, fuck that nigga R. Kelly.
Like, I don't know. Do you have anything? Do you have any stories, man?
Stories?
I don't know. How's your week been, bro?
My week was all right.
Week was all right?
It was cool. I mean, wasn't nothing crazy. Another work week, bro. Yeah. Another busy. Yeah. Well, actually, this week coming up is going to be very busy.
What's up? What you got going on?
Well, first of all, I got a DJ Friday, Saturday night, you know, at a little spot.
My bad.
You know what I'm saying? I believe Monday I'm going to be at TLA with my boy Kev Rogers.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Kev Rogers.
So that's going to be a big show. I believe not. I got the word yesterday. We're going to see if it's still valid, but I believe we're opening up for Smoke Perp. Mm-hmm. So that's a super dope look. So that'll be on Monday, I believe. Or, yeah, this Monday, I think. We'll figure it out. It'll be somewhere. But that's all I really got. I've been chilling for the most part, though. Hey, what you been up to, bro? You got anything?
No, just, you know, enjoying the new job. You know, niggas starting to fuck with your boy. getting ingratiated into the work clothes. You know what? I just finished training. You know what I realized? Like, what I want is the most ideal job.
What?
The most ideal, perfect job, I think, would be a job where you're constantly training.
Constantly training?
Yes. Let me explain. Because when you're training, you have zero expectations.
Yeah, sure.
You're making money still. And you get to chill and do nothing on your ass, bro.
It's true.
You just get to watch people.
Now, do you want to train? Do you want to do the training?
I want
to
be in a
or
job.
Or you want to be the trainee and you get job, paid yes. to get trained?
I want
to
be in a job.
So you're going to be the most well-prepared nigga ever?
Where I'm perpetually trained forever. Where I'm always in.
You're just a shadow.
Hey, this is a new trainee, Mike. Hey, this is a new trainee, Mike. But for years.
Professional trainee.
I want to be 80 with a pension training.
Trainee. Professional trainee.
I want to use my work health insurance to get rid of several.
That'd be funny. The one day they put
get several surgeries done,
and then the one day they put you out on the floor, you're just fucking lost after all those years of training. You're just like I ain't never had the training wheels off. You're just lost.
Yeah, man. That's what I want.
That would be a great job.
I want to be training.
Being
forever.
Being a shadow is
you do nothing. You just watch it, and you just watch the hours and the money just tumble on in.
And you just watch people do work for you.
It's a beautiful thing.
It is. Man, shout out to you.
Thank you, man. I'm trying to keep the jig up, man, but they're starting to notice that I can do shit.
Oh, man.
And then they're asking me to do shit.
Uh-huh.
And I ain't liking that. So I got to start playing a little bit dummy dumb dumb.
Don't backtrack too much. Yeah. Get your ass released.
Yeah, man. Oh, shit. I can't have that.
It's a negative.
But I think that's it.
I think so.
Yeah, man. I think
that's good.
That might be it for us.
This has been another
episode of Not That Serious.
Episode 21.
21, I believe.
Deion Sanders edition.
21 Savage.
It's the prime time edition.
Know. KG edition.
Facts. Who's a good 21?
A good 21. Y'all Shahidi in 3 years. I can't wait.
Wow. Shout out to R. Kelly.
She's 18 now. Don't you try it.
When you say teenage, how old are we talking?
Legal. Anyway.
Cut.
She can fight for her country, and she can fight for this dick. Shout out to y'all Shahidi.
Cut. That's it. It's been another episode.
Mike of had not to end with a bang. Huh?
You just have to end with that bang.
Yeah, man. It's been another episode of Not That Serious the podcast. You already know what it is. Listen to us on Apple Podcasts.
Yeah.
On Google Play Music, on SoundCloud. We're trying, bros, to get on Spotify. These niggas are playing with us, but we're gonna get on them soon. We're trying, we're gonna get there. I promise you. I will keep sending email after email until I get there, because I know a lot of you don't have Apple Music.
Yeah.
And Spotify is your way to go.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try and meet y'all at that end so we can get there to, you know, as a unit, so we can work that Spotify thing out. Make sure you listen, rate, subscribe. Follow us on Twitter. Mike Lowkey at DJLZ, DJELZEE.
Yeah.
Mike Lowkey at MikeLowke motherfucking Y. Make sure you follow us on.
You gotta get him out. Boop, boop, boop.
You already know. You know how to do it. Make sure you follow us on Instagram.
Yeah.
At Not That Serious Pod. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at NTS Pod. I told you niggas I was gonna abuse this goddamn horn.
You didn't even abuse it though.
I know. I'm making up for it now. You know what I'm saying? Fuck it.
Fuck it. Oh man. We out of here. Peace.
No, I'm not done yet. I got things to say. No, I don't.
You ain't got shit else to say.
I don't. I'm just sleepy. Oh, man. I'm going to go home and beat my meat to see the smithereens. All right, guys.
Hey, good night.
Good night.
Yeah. Life one on the beat. I can't fuck now. You got some hot beats. It's your boy Kanye to the. Got consequences in here.
I see now.
Little brother. I see now. Fonte one, boom. Yeah, I want y'all to listen. Question. Now how the hell I end up arguing with this bitch? Know everything, but don't know shit. Kind of reminiscent of Anna Nicole Smith. I just turned my music up like Dan and some cold shit. I might have known about a couple of months since then. She gained a couple of chunks. She went from being a strobe light to that old lady on Boomerang. Lady Eloise, I need no lights. And I swear she a riot, folks. She ordered all that food and a motherfucking Diet Coke. He said, you lying, Joe. Why's you lying, yo? Cut it out, quit it, G. You hurting my kidneys. Nah, she talking about a couple of kids for me. She hinting at a ring from Tiffany's. Right then and there, I had an epiphany. I swear since that day, I've been treating fat hoes differently.
I see now. You a turd and you on a rebound. Ben and Jerry's and Mickey D's now. And you just gonna gain all that weight on me now.
Versus do shows for a living. Hoes, they look at me like every day Thanksgiving. Beat, check how I'm living. White tees, free jeans, shotgun and Caprice. Big hype like Yao Ming.
And it seems to stand in how they go out their way, just to prove they dedicated and devoted to Ray. I guess it goes how they say that they pimple repay. That's why I put them to the test like every day.
Not like the GED or an SAT. Pop quiz, let them know that they mill ain't free.
It's more like a college degree when you're following me. Without the entry level job, just a mile in the. So when I tell you get them, girl, and you prove that you true, I let you post up on the block with the rest of the crew.
This just a couple of trials that we put them through. Let a nigga know now what you trying to do for real.
I see now. You a turd and you on the rebound. Ben and Jerry's and Mickey D's now. And you just gonna gain all that weight on me now.
Females, I hit them with deliberate styles for me to try to lay with them.
Right.
And then chill around the way with them like her name was Lisa, Angela, Pamela, Renee and them. Respect game. When it come to my ex-dames, I keep them in line like rollerblades at the X-Games. Fontaine never was the type of Kirk out of stretch things. Till the album dropped, now you thinking my rep changed. Look, we ain't sleeping on the floor no more. But it's a strange misconception, I ain't poor no more. That's bullshit, if I ain't paying, fuck a promo tour. I'd rather keep my ass home and hit the porno store. So we hit the sex shop, cause she wanted to get with me.
Aight.
Two shots of yak, she started acting so giggly. 9 months later, she went in the delivery. And since then, I treat my baby mama so differently. Word.